So what is the purpose of going back there? Has anybody of you, you know, been in April? When was in Singapore?
April.
Did you go to the retreat?
No.
What's the purpose? Eh? Huh? Just visiting monks, you know? I mean, what is the purpose of visiting monks? Huh? You see something and what? Huh?
See the monks, maybe the monks have some advice for us.
Yeah, then you should come to a retreat.
Start with small things first. Baby step first.
What?
Start with small first.
Starting out small. Yeah.
Can we go tertiary, like we go to kindergarten. Just like Dhamma Sila Bhavana. Dhamma first. Start with the Dhamma connection. See Ajahn, give us a chance so we process.
Respect the five precepts, yeah?
Yeah, five precepts, yeah? Yeah.
Huh? Five, not four, not three. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah? Panchasi, Siddha.
Yeah? Yeah? And what are the five precepts? What are the five precepts?
No killing, no stealing.
No, oh, yeah. That is too simple. Not harming any living being. It's not just killing. Yeah? The second precept is not just stealing, not taken what is not given. Yeah? The third precept is no sexual misconduct. Yeah? So a teacher-student relationship is sexual misconduct. Yeah? A boss and his underlings is sexual misconduct. Yeah? Yeah? No matter if it is a woman or a man. Yeah? Yeah? Using somebody, you know, who is dependent on us, you know, is sexual misconduct. And look at the world, yeah? Full of it. Yeah? And then what is the fourth one? No half speech, no lies. Yeah? Yeah? Our mouth opens before our thoughts, you know, come in. Yeah? That's why in German we have to say, you know, before you open your mouth, you know, start your brain. Huh? But we don't do that, you know. We are constantly, you know, on the internet, you know, on our smartphones, you know, constantly. Huh? Huh? And now not only the mouth, but also the fingers, you know, make bad speech.
I'm trying to look for the photo. Last time Ajahn Gough and Ajahn Hei came here to visit us. Ajahn, but I cannot find.
I don't know. I don't remember. I just saw two young Hong Kong monks there who were not really able to speak English very well. Yeah.
Yeah. Tattoo, is it?
Yeah. Well, whatever. I remember. I mean, people are coming and people are going. Yeah. I mean, how can I remember everybody who just comes here by, you know, for 5 or 10 minutes, you know, and then the next people come. So, what is the fifth precept? Huh?
Not taking intoxicants.
Huh? What is, you know, no alcohol, no drugs, yeah? Huh? No smartphone. Yeah, it's intoxicant.
Yes.
Addictive.
It's addictive, yeah? Huh? Yeah? And that is one of the basis. Before we can even start practice, we need to keep the five precepts. Yeah? Then, yeah, what do we need to do then? You know, I mean, we need the three prerequisites before we start practicing. What is it? Generosity, yeah, being generous, being grateful for what is given to us, yeah, being grateful to our parents. Yeah? Yeah. Not so easy. Yeah? They look for us, you know, looked after us for 20 years, yeah? Huh? And, yeah? Respect. Yeah? Not, yeah, respect is not, you know, respecting people that we love. It's respecting people, yeah? Everybody. Even people who harm us, yeah? Yeah? Because they were born as human beings, so we can respect them. Because if you are born as a human being, you need to have the five precepts, yeah? At least for a little while, yeah? So when they come as a human being, you know, no matter what they do, you know, if they do good or bad, you know, I mean, we need to respect them as beings, yeah? Just like we need to respect the animals as beings, yeah? Even the mosquito that bites you, yeah? I know, it is very difficult, or the ants, you know, and so on, yeah? But these are beings, they have been human beings before, yeah? And if you go around, you know, and kill a lot of ants, yeah? Or termites and things like that, you know, I mean, you will, yeah, you will become, yeah? The thing that you kill, yeah? Because you have to, you know, you have to experience a karma, yeah? Of these beings, you know, that you take their opportunity to live. Yeah? 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 So, respect, gratitude, yeah? And generosity. What is generosity? Giving, yeah? Not only giving money, yeah? Giving one's time, yeah? Helping other people. Yes, being generous, yeah? But we are in a society, you know, that just looks after ourselves, huh? That doesn't look after other people, yeah? If we don't have these prerequisites and the five precepts, I mean, our practice will not flourish, yeah? It will not develop, yeah? And what is the practice? It's the practice of samadhi, yeah? Sitting down, you know, closing one's eyes, you know, and be with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah? Breath coming in, breath coming out, anapanasati, yeah? And how difficult is that? Yeah, the mind goes off, yeah? And the more we are, you know, the more we are addicted to our smartphones, the faster it goes off, yeah? Huh? Because then there's a beep from the smartphone, you know, and then instantly, you know, we look up, you know, who sends us a message, yeah? No, samadhi is the ability, you know, to calm the mind down, yeah? To replace, you know, the thoughts and the memories that come up, you know, with our attention on the breath or with our attention on the Buddha, yeah? Until there are no more thoughts coming up and no more memories coming up. And then what happens? Yeah, we are in samadhi, yeah? In samadhi, there is no future, there is no past, yeah? There is no worries, yeah? Because there's no future, there's no past. Yeah? There are no worries, there's no fear, there's no loneliness. Yeah, and that's what we're longing for in our life. Yeah, and what we do for, yeah, for getting it. Yeah, we buy this, we buy that, or we meet this person, or meet that person. Yeah, but even if you have a husband or wife, you know, or a friend, you know, a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you know, you're still alone. And you notice it, yeah, you're still alone, yeah? Because you're two separate individualities, yeah? But in samadhi you're not alone, yeah? Because you're connected to everyone. Yeah? So why don't we train this? Because we are too lazy or too busy, yeah? Busy looking after our life, yeah? Huh? Huh? Busy looking after this body, huh? This body is a tool, yeah? Yeah, you came with a car, yeah? It's a tool to drive us from here to there. Not just like this body is a tool, yeah? It's not us, it's not me, it's not mine, yeah? Yeah, but we constantly look after it, yeah? Yeah? And we beautify it, you know? Huh? We make ourselves attractive to the other sex, yeah? Huh? And in the end, what does this body do? It dies. Yeah? And because just like when our smartphone dies and we can't repair it, you know, we buy a new one. Yeah? So when the body dies, you know, we go and get a new one. Yeah? Yeah? If you don't have enough merit, you know, we get a lesser body, you know, or we might go to hell. Yeah? But it's also there as a body. Yeah? Yeah? Or we go to the ghost realms, yeah? We love that very much, yeah? No? I mean, if you're afraid of ghosts, you know, that means, you know, in the last life you have been ghosts, you know, and chasing humans, yeah? That's why you're afraid of. There's a reason. There's always a reason for our fears, yeah? If you're afraid, you know, of closed spaces, that means we have been dying in a closed space, maybe in a cave that was closed. Or, you know, when we are afraid of heights, you know, we have been pushed up, pushed down, you know, heights or fallen from heights, you know. There's a reason for all the things that we have in our inside, yeah? Or if you're afraid, you know, that somebody steals something from us, you know, I mean, we have been thieves, you know, in our previous lives, I mean, everything comes back to us. That is the most fundamental thing that we have to remember. Whatever we have done unto others, others will do unto us, yeah? So whatever is done unto you, you have done unto others. Does that sink in? No. Because when you go out, you know, I mean, you forget about it. Whatever happens to you is the result of your own doing, of your own action, of your own thinking, of your own speech. It's not that this person, that person, or the government is doing something unto you. Yeah? It is a result of your karma. Huh? Let that sink in. Yeah? I mean, if you really understand that and every day repeat that, you know, and every day, you know, look at your own action and look what is done to you and reflect about it, then you will have a very comfortable life. If you don't, if you think other people are doing something and you have to, react towards this, you know, I mean, you're in big trouble. Because the things, you know, proliferate and, you know, it will be harder and harder, you know, to when they come back to you. Yeah? I'm not using nice words. Yeah? But I'm speaking the truth, yeah? And in German we always say, you know, people want to know the truth, but you know the truth is very hurtful. Yeah? It hurts us, it hurts our ideas about ourselves, you know, or about our surroundings and so on. Yeah? We do want to know the truth, but you know, once we hear the truth, you know, I mean, it does hurt us. It hurts our self-esteem, yeah? Because we think, we are great, you know, and this or that, you know, and yeah, in the end, you know, we become all these things back that we have done in the past, yeah? And when we think, I've been such a kind person in this life, yeah? What kind of hooligan were you in your last life, huh? We don't know, but we will know from the results that will come back in this life. Yeah? And it is not so, you know, I mean, a lot of people talk about instant karma. It's not instant karma. Yeah, the karma that we create in this life, you know, most of it will come back in the next life or in a few lives after that. Yeah. So whatever happens to us right now is coming back from the past. Yeah. So remember this, yeah? Karma, to understand karma, you know, would make our life very easy, yeah? Because, okay, that is what I have done, you know, let me receive it well, yeah? Yeah, I mean, if it is hard, you know, grind your teeth, yeah? But receive it. Don't oppose it. Don't fight back. That's what people do, yeah? Somebody accuses us, you know, and we accuse back, yeah? Somebody, you know, says something bad about us, you know, and then we say something bad about them. And the danger is, are these smartphones, you know, with these, you know, chat groups or whatever it is, yeah? It's so easy, you know, it's in the reply, you know? So remember that German saying, before you open your mouth or before you use your fingers, you know, use your brain. What are you going to say? Why are you going to say? And what kind of result will it have? Yeah? And then, you know, better think about it, you know, and then let it go. Yeah? You don't have to. You don't have to reply, you don't have to react. Eh? So, I mean, you have to train samadhi, you know, otherwise you don't know what is going on in your life. Huh? Well, what are you doing? Eh? Huh? You get up in the morning, you know, well, what do? You eat something, you know, you go to work, you go back home, you know, and you go to eat another thing, you know, then you watch telly, or now you watch your smartphone, and then you go to bed. Eh? Next day, the same thing. Yeah? I mean, it's boring, isn't it? Huh? Huh? And then you live for this body, you know, you work only for this body, you know, to keep it healthy, but in the end, this body dies, yeah? And what are you going to take with you? Not this body, yeah? Not the remains of this body, the karma, yeah? And we have 24 hours a day where we create karma. Yeah? Good karma or bad karma, yeah? Karma of the thoughts, you know, karma of our words, you know, and karma of our action, yeah? Some of the karma is neutral, but most of the karma, you know, is either good or is bad, yeah? I mean, it's very dangerous living a human life, yeah? A human birth normally, you know, a human death normally doesn't result, you know, in another human birth, yeah? And remember, even you know, after thousands or 10,000 of years, when we come back as a human being, I mean, we are born as a baby. Huh? You want to go through that again? Huh? Learning to walk, learning to talk, learning to write, learning to read, learning to think, going through, yeah? Adultery, yeah? Going through, you know, I mean, what is it called? The 15 or 16.
Puberty?
Yeah, puberty. Going through puberty. Yeah. Sometimes I can't remember. Going through puberty? You want to go through it again? Huh? No? Yeah, but then stop this. Yeah, we say, you know, a lot of people say, I don't want to go through it again, you know, but they don't make any effort, you know, huh? Of stopping it. I mean, trust our wish, you know. I mean, if you wish you will be rich, you know, this doesn't make you rich, or? Huh? If you wish, you know, I wish to be so instantly calm, you know. This wish doesn't create anything if you don't do any actions, yeah? And the action, you know, to create calm is, you know, to sit down and stay with the Buddha or stay with the breath until calm arises, yeah? Yeah? The same thing, you know, when you want to become rich, you know, I mean, you have to work very hard, yeah? But, you know, oh, I don't want to be reborn, yeah? And that is much more difficult, you know, to get rich is very easy, you know, in comparison, yeah? Than to get, you know, get out of the cycle of birth and death. Why do you think we become monks, yeah? Why do you think some of the women become mechis, yeah? To get out of the cycle, yeah? And do you think, you know, we can do it in one life? I mean, how many lives do we need to live, you know, to get out of the cycle, yeah? How often do we have to become monks or nuns, you know, to get out of the cycle, yeah? Because, you know, normally, you know, when you look at most of the monks, you know, be it from the West or be it from Asia, after 3 years, let's go back to the lay life, yeah? Huh? So they tried it for three years or 10 years, you know, and then they go back to the lay life, yeah? And then in their next life they have to do it again, and maybe they can stay, you know, for a whole life, you know, as monks, you know, maybe they can't, yeah? And they do that for life after life after life after life until they finally find a way out, yeah? But if you don't start to find a way out, yeah, then, you know, it is hopeless, yeah? That's why it's called the endless cycle of birth and death, yeah? There is no end to it unless we put a stop to it, yeah? You can call it a perpetuum mobile, yeah? An endless machine, you know, that doesn't need any energy, you know, to go round and round and round and round, yeah? And listen to what I said very well, you know? I mean, it is your life, it is your responsibility, and it is your intention what you do with your life. Because at the end of your life, and you never know when it comes, yeah, it can come tomorrow, it can come, you know, in 10 years, yeah, it can come in 1 year, yeah. I mean, when you look at the world is on fire right now, yeah? With all these wars going on, and they're escalating and escalating, and sooner or later, you know, we will be drawn into, you know, and then, I wanted to meditate when I'm retired, yeah? but we are dead before retirement, huh? Huh? So you wasted your life. If you don't, what did the Lord Buddha say? If you don't go a step forward, we make two steps backward. Remember that. Every step forward is a good step, you know. But if you don't make a step forward, no matter how small the step is, we go two steps backward. Yeah? And in your busy society, I mean, I think Singapore it's so busy, yeah? Yeah, I mean, you forget all these things, yeah? Such a small country, you know? So many people. It's probably not much bigger than Gaza, you know? It's probably a bit bigger, yeah. What is it? Gaza is the size of a mid-sized town, yeah? 2.5 million people living there. Yeah? And now bombed out of there. Yeah. But Singapore is not big, yeah? It's a very small, you know, and you're condensed, you know? All of you live in these chicken cages, you know? I mean, even the chickens here, you know, have more space than you. Look, you know, I mean, when you travel through Thailand, I mean, there's so much space, isn't there? Yeah? I mean, the monasteries, you know, I mean, this monastery, it is not really that big, but it is quite big, you know? I mean, you have lots of space, yeah? But when you go into one of these high rises, you see all your neighbors, you know? I mean, you go out of on the balcony, you know, you see so many people, yeah? Huh? When you're here in Akuti and practice, you don't see anybody, you see forest, yeah? So remember this, you know, I mean, do something that is worthwhile, yeah? Go step forward, you know, how little it is, you know, but be the step forward, yeah? And you need to practice, yeah? Every day, you need to practice every day, yeah? Because, I mean, sati does not arise. You know, this awareness, you know, about what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the results of our doing, does not arise on its own. We have to train it, yeah? Just like you have to train to read and write, you know, how long did it take you? Yeah? So you have to train samadhi. It doesn't come easy, isn't it? Huh? Yeah? Yeah, next life. I don't know what you're going to be in the next life, yeah? I mean, even if you're in heaven, you don't practice because, you know, why should we practice? There's no dukkha, yeah? Or there's very little dukkha, yeah? And you know, I mean, even if you have a good day, you know, I mean, we forgot about all this little dukkha that we have, yeah? Just a few moments of happiness in our life, we forget everything, all the misery, you know? Huh? So, I mean, the devas in the heavenly realms, you know, I mean, they have so little dukkha, you know, I mean, they just enjoy their life, you know, until they come back, you know, and fall down, you know, into hell, you know, oh, wow, yeah, so, and that is what is normally happening to us, yeah, if we are good, you know, we go up to heaven for a little while, yeah, until our karma, our good karma is exhausted, you know, and then we drop to hell, you know, where our bad karma, you know, where we have to receive our bad karma, yeah? And then we might go back up to heaven, you know, to receive another good karma, yeah? And then we go back, you know, to hell, you know, to receive another bad karma, because there are five different kinds of hell, yeah? Even within these five different kinds of hell, yeah, there are five different, you know, categories, you know, I mean, for each hell. For each precept, there's a different kind of hell, yeah? And for each, you know, precept, you know, however much, you know, however, yeah, we went against it, you know, I mean, there are different, you know, different stages of this hell, yeah? It's just like in our prison world, yeah? I mean, if you just steal a pen, you know, I mean, you might not even go to prison. But, you know, if you steal something that is not really, you know, you go for prison for one year. If you go and rob a bank, you go to prison for 15 years, yeah? Yeah? So, I mean, why shouldn't it be in the hell the same thing, yeah? Yeah? And it's there, yeah? It's not only there for the lay people, you know, it's there. The monks, you know, are going to hell as well, yeah? They break their precepts now and they go to hell just the same way, yeah, as lay people. And they're much easier to go for a monk to hell, you know, than for a lay person, yeah? Because he has too many precepts, yeah? I mean, if he just practices, you know, he's somewhere in the forest and practices, you know, there's yeah? And then he might go up to heaven or he might go to Nirvana. So remember this well, you know, I mean, take care, and you take care of your life, yeah? Don't think about tomorrow, about what you need, you know, and think about, you know, what you're doing right now. Because the present moment is that where you decide your karma. Yeah? Tomorrow, you know, I mean, it might not come, yeah? Or it comes, normally it comes in another way that we dreamt of, yeah? 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 I mean, look at all your plans you had for the future, you know? Where did they materialize? And that is why, you know, we are constantly living in an illusion, you know, in our dream world, you know, where we create things that we actually have not created, you know, and where we think, you know, if you do this, you know, it will be fine, yeah? And look at your life, yeah? How is it, yeah? Is it satisfactory, yeah? If it would be that satisfactory, you wouldn't come here, yeah? And look for something else, yeah? Yeah, so do, yeah, practice, yeah, including sun, yeah. I'm so tired when I come back from work, you know, I need to rest. No, you need to practice the first thing you come back from work. You need to sit down and practice for at least 45 minutes and an hour, yeah. And then make a daily reflection, what happened in your life, yeah? Without judging it was good or bad. I mean, you talk so often about it, you know, this is a, you know, game changer, yeah? The daily reflection, yeah? Well, what kind of thought did I wake up, you know, what did I do then? What were the results of my doing? What were the results of my speech? What kind of feelings came up, you know, what, you know, how did I act on this, you know, what is happening, yeah? Not saying it is good and bad because that distorts the picture, yeah? Just know what we were doing, just know the feelings, just know the thought, just know the memory. And then go back to the whole life, you know, I mean, it will open your eyes, yeah? Because we are dreaming, yeah? And especially with these smartphones, huh? But what are people doing, you know? Look at Singapore, you know, I mean, no matter if you're Singapore or Indonesia, you know, or even in Bangkok, you know, everybody is playing with his smartphone, yeah? Yeah? I mean, they already live in a second layer of delusion, yeah? We here, you know, now, at the moment, we live in one layer of delusion, you know, where the Lord Buddha talks about it. But when we are with our smartphone, then we are on the second layer, yeah? I mean, how difficult is it, you know, to stop using the smartphone, yeah? And then it is much more difficult to get out of this delusion, yeah? So, yeah, it is so comfortable, you know, when we are bored, you know, we look, yeah? Yeah? Boredom is a very negative feeling, yeah? Not being able to concentrate, you know, the mind is going all over the place, yeah? I mean, the remedy for this is, you know, samadhi. Put the mind back on one point, yeah? Until it gets calm. Understood?
That's why we are here for.
Yeah, but when you get out, you know, you forget all about it.
We'll do our best to remember.
I mean, just you know, when you go to the next nice restaurant, and Thai food is very, very delicious, you know, I mean, you forget all about it. Huh? Oh, yeah, he was saying something, you know, what did he say? I forgot. Okay. Who of you understands Thai? Singapore, Malaysia, I mean, they use medicine as a staple food. I mean, it is so amazing, you know. I mean, they constantly kick some medicine into their body. You know, they don't even know what they're doing, yeah? Taking all these shots, you know, for a cold, yeah? How many shots did you take, yeah?
COVID. I think three.
COVID.
Three.
In
the past, it was only two.
Yeah.
And they asked to do three.
And now they ask for booster.
Yes.
Yeah. Yearly
booster.
And then booster, you know, to really complicate your immune system, yeah, to really make it sick. Yeah. And we have an immune system. We train since we are babies, you know, yeah. Yeah, we can deal with all these viruses, yeah. More or less, you know, the first time we encounter a virus, you know, it is heavy, you know. Yeah? But the body learns how to fight, yeah. And the next time it comes, you know, it is easier, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Eat it. But, you know, I'm so amazed, you know, about Malaysian Singaporeans. Yeah? I mean, the medicine they eat, they constantly, you know, pop into their mouth, you know. It looks like it's a staple food, yeah?
Daily medication.
Daily medication, yeah? I only take medication, you know, when it is absolutely necessary, yeah? And it's mostly only paracetamol. Yeah, put it in the safe, yeah? We cannot receive money anyway, you know? I mean, put it in the safe, yeah. So, better next time when I come to Singapore, you know, I mean, come and then make a retreat, yeah?
Yeah, we invite them for next year.
Yeah, next year, yeah. If the world is still alive, yeah. Okay.
All right, yes.
Receive. Anamodana. Yata varivaha pura pariparanti sakarang eva meva itotinang petanang upakapati echitang patitang tumhang kipameva samichato sabe parento sankapa chandopanara suyata Mani choti raso yata sabiti yo vivacanto sa paroko vina satumate pavatvantarayo sukiti kayuko pava apiva danasile sanitang buta pachayino chattaro tamma vatanti ayu vano sukham pala
sadhu.
Yeah, look at Hendrik, he's from Indonesia, he stays here for 3 weeks, yeah, Sani?
Yeah,
we
know him.
You know him?
Yeah, of course, very long way.
So how long are you going to stay in December?
January.
Huh?
1 week.
10 days?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
对，刚刚你刚讲了，这习惯了。不过，你要从这个都。我干了，干了。嗯。
You're going to all these monasteries and don't understand what the Achan is saying.
But I'm just afraid Pachai Pasani might
Yeah, that's what I think so.
You should say Tamma Mami Pasa.
Oh. I mean, if you have the ability to listen with your heart, yeah?
Yes.
But who has the ability to listen with his heart? Only a person, you know, who has, you know, the ability to go into samadhi.
Yeah.
So when you go back to Singapore, download the talk and listen to it every day.
Oh, is it recorded?
Recorded.
What? Yeah. Too bad. Too bad, yeah.
That's why we don't forget Ajahn Martin teaching and his record.
Because it's not reliable.
No, this is not reliable
at all. Yeah.
You forgot to say the hamster wheel.
What?
Hamster wheel.
Hamster wheel.
Yeah. Now we slow down the hamster wheel. Okay, then I apologize.
At least he listened to one of the talks. Huh?
more than one.
You must respect the Dharma. Yeah, you must respect the Dharma. Why are you here for? For photo taking? Then you can go back now.
That's one of
I'm here for Dharma. Oh. I take Ajahn Martin to
here. Die Kong Di.
No. Park Di.
Park Di.
Park Di. Park Di.
Park
Di.
Okay.